serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The push to end the war in Gaza after 2 years is one step closer, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to phase one of the U.S. peace plan. President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting thanking all nations involved in negotiations. He says within days there could be immediate ceasefire and the release of all remaining hostages.
We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday. Getting them is a complicated process. I'd rather not tell you what they have to do to get them.
Israel's prime minister meeting with his security cabinet today to get the deal ratified. It then goes on to a full vote. In Tel Aviv's hostage square, families gathering with relief and caution. ABC's Ian Pannell is there.
We're seeing celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying we love you, Trump. In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying I can be a mother who hugs her son again.
Cheers in Gaza, too. This is ABC News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that will require schools across the state to stop feeding children ultra-processed foods. It is the first ban of its kind in the country, which includes a science-backed legal definition for ultra-processed foods. That ban set to take effect in 2035. ABC's Andrea Fujii says not everyone's on board.
An agency that represents major food manufacturers opposing the legislation, saying some companies may not be able to adjust all of their recipes to meet the new requirements, and warning that changes could drive up prices. According to the CDC, kids get nearly two-thirds of their calories from ultra-processed foods, which have been linked to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
The bill does not provide any money to districts to cover those potential high costs. Expect to pay more for chocolate this Halloween. According to a new report from Wells Fargo, the cost of cocoa has more than doubled since the beginning of last year. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. New for this winter, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This is going to be an indoor, smaller market featuring local food products direct from a variety of the Minocqua Farmers Market summer vendors, along with local makers and special event vendors around the holidays. This will be taking place Sundays from 10 to 3, from November 9th until April 12th. You can find it in the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, just set up in the community room, and there will be parking and an entrance available in the back of the building. Once again, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This will be happening Sundays from 10 to 3, beginning November 9th and running until April 12th. Wednesday, November 12th, there's an Internet Crimes Against Children and Sextortion presentation over at the Phillips High School Performing Arts Center. This presentation is suitable for all ages and will include information regarding the Oneida County Sheriff's Office Children vs. Online Predators, the current dilemma of sextortion, and Q&A time. This will be taking place from 1:05 p.m. to 2:05 p.m. at the Phillips High School, from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. for the Phillips Middle School, and parents will have an opportunity from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, November 12th, over at 990 Flambeau Avenue in Phillips. The cranberry harvest is well underway across Wisconsin, and we've led the nation in cranberry production for the past 30 years. Melissa Kay reports.
This year, cranberry growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He says cranberry research has changed focus a bit over the past year and a half.
Our researchers, seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up, they started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Holly said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Holly said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Holly said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Holly said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated, it's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at his residence. He is survived by his father, Larry, by his brother, Tate, by his sister, Amy Damraw, and Adele Hallstrand. Further survived by nieces, nephews, by his great-nephew, and numerous aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Memorial gathering for Kenneth will be held Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. at 1 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel, with a time of sharing at 1 p.m., followed by a reception. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba. Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake and Lombard, Illinois, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at her home, under the care of her family and Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Survivors include her husband of over 65 years, Joseph Schaefer, Sr., by her son, Joseph Schaefer, Jr., further survived by her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her sister, Vicki Cowan, by her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service for Shirley Schaefer will be held Saturday, October 11th, at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. The family will receive friends for visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake. Dorothy Edith Ortiz, age 95, of Park Falls, formerly of Chicago, died on Thursday, October 2nd, at the Vita Care Living in Ladysmith. She is survived by her two children, Diane Jersley of Park Falls, and Mike Ortiz of Winter. Further survived by five grandchildren, by eight great-grandchildren, and by other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls on Saturday, October 25th, 11 a.m., Reverend Samuel Morshing will officiate. Visitation held at the church on Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy Edith Ortiz, age 95, of Park Falls. Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden, passed away on October 4th as a result of an automobile accident. He is survived by his mother, Imogene Heinlein of Glidden, by his sister-in-law, by his niece, and by his nephew. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Yeah. All right, back we are. We are Wheelway in Fifield. Joel here. We are broadcasting live. Beautiful day, beautiful afternoon. And Wheelway, like we've said before, community-minded, doing stuff for the community. Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, they've been a drop site for non-perishable food items for a few weeks. That continues. And the Santa's Elves Foundation, the Christmas tree is up, and Sue Holm is with us, who is one of the people involved with the Santa's Elves Foundation. Good afternoon, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm great, Joel. How are you?
Fantastic. I was a little bit shocked, as was Pete a couple days ago, when he walked into the showroom, turned on the light, and there was a Christmas tree up. It's like, what is going on here?
Well, you know, some people just get in that giving spirit earlier than others.
Well, and the truth is, I guess, is Santa's Elves Foundation has become such a great asset to our community, and it's being used that we need to kind of get an early start on this to make sure that we're filling all the needs that are out there, right?
Right, and the other thing that people probably don't realize until December, a lot of times, most of us don't deal with it till then, the, you know, Christmas holiday till after Thanksgiving, but the elves actually have applications out right now to the schools, to our health department. You can get it online, on our website, on the Facebook page, for people to qualify for the gifts and the giving that we do in December.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different places that people can pick up the tags. One of them is already at Wheelway. I have mine right here. My wife has been notified. But it's so cool because you can kind of go through and kind of pick maybe an age of a child that maybe you're kind of comfortable with or what some of the interests that they have, and it's really a great way to match up a giver with someone who's in need, very simply, right?
That's correct, Joel. And, you know, events like what Wheelway is doing for us now, prior to our actual collection, because now these names that apply for the Santa's Elves benefits, they'll be due in November already. So then we'll be working on collecting, you know, putting up the trees at the other location, the sponsor businesses in our area that you can also pick up tags starting in November.
Yeah.
And then we collect the tags. But Wheelway's event is great for us because it helps build an inventory for us so that when we get the requests in, these are gifts that we get most requested for, that Wheelway is helping us out by putting these tags on the tree. Sometimes, especially the older kids, we don't usually have too much trouble getting the, you know, the littler ones or the elementary age, but we serve children up to 17 years old. So a lot of times the needs of the older kids are probably more costly, perhaps, or maybe one gift would be what we suggest a person uses as far as financially on these giving trees, tags. So sometimes if we can do events like this one, we can already match some of the needs that are coming in on these tags, and then less tags go on the tree, but we're able to meet the needs of those older children as well.
Right. So last year, give us an idea. How many families did we serve in the area with Santa's Elves?
I unfortunately don't have the exact number. It was over 300 children last year.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's over 100 and some families.
Yeah.
You know, some families are large, and there's six children. And in addition to the gifts, you know, the tag, the information, the applications that we get from the families also put the children's sizes, the clothing needs. So a lot of them need the basics, gloves, mittens, boots. So Santa's Elves always tries to accommodate that. We have individuals in the community who are making hats and gloves for us. We watch on off-season sales and pick up things like that for our inventory because we always give hats and gloves, hopefully a scarf, or some outerwear for the children as well, even if they don't get that from the giver takes a tag off a tree. We also give, put together a package of what we call stocking stuffers. So our group provides coloring books, crayons, some candy, and some different small items depending on the age of the children that parents can use in the stockings as well.
All right, so a tree is right here already at Wheelway, and look for more locations coming in November once we get the specific families and kind of get those tags out. What if somebody wants to give monetarily? Because that's a part of it, too, because when it's all said and done and you're packaging, sometimes there's holes to be filled with certain kids. So if they want to give money monetarily, how would they do that, Sue?
That's a very good question, and we do appreciate that. And now that our head elf has arrived, she can verify the P.O. box. They can send it directly to the Santa's Elves Foundation in Fifield to our P.O. box number.
Okay. Oh,
come on in, Deb. Come on, join me.
Deb
Alexander has been with our group since the very beginning. She is one of three that have initiated this group, over 29 years? 29 years has it been?
Yeah. Hi, Deb.
Almost 30 years.
Hello, Deb. How are you?
I'm fine. Going crazy. Getting everything organized. Thank God I have assistance, because it would not happen.
And it's already underway. If people want to give money-wise to the Santa's Elves Forward Bank, you had mentioned, is that right?
They can either take it directly to Forward Bank and make a deposit there, or they can mail it to our P.O. Box 127.
127.
Yep, in Fifield, Wisconsin, 54524.
All right.
We do have also some businesses who are sponsors for the organization. So if you're a business out there listening or part of a business who has a charitable group, we also have the ability to be a sponsored business. So you can, say, sponsor 12 kids, and we'll give you 12 tags as a business to fill and then return to us. So you would get recognition from the elves as well for doing that kind of thing, because that is a monetary thing.
Of course,
they're donating those dollars towards those specific children. So individuals can send those donations, or if you're a business and want to sponsor children or have a tree at your location, you can definitely do that as a way to support us.
And they can donate their time. We can always use help, from November to the second week in December, Wednesdays and Saturdays at the Fifield Congregational Church.
All right.
And what is the first meeting, Deb, in time?
The first full meeting is November 1st, Saturday. It's always 10 to 3. It's Saturdays and Wednesdays, 10 to 3 at the Fifield Congregational Church.
All right. And you guys probably have a Facebook page for Santa's Elves Foundation?
We do have a Facebook page, and I believe that's Santa Elf Foundation.
All right.
Where is it? / Price County Elves, or you can go, you can email us with questions to Santa's Elves Foundation at gmail.org, or SantasElvesFoundation.com is the website.
All right. So monetary donations, Box 127 or at Forward Bank. And look for those. We'll have information on 98Q here once the trees get out to all the locations. We're kind of making a preemptive strike here at Wheelway just with some general donations and some tags that are on the tree here. All right. So we're going, 30 years strong now? Is that about right?
Yep. Started in 1996, helping 8 families right here in the Fifield area.
Yeah.
And last year we helped 102 families.
Yeah, over 300 people total or so.
310 children.
310 children.
Yeah. And
fantastic.
That's a whole lot of kids.
It is. Fantastic organization. So you can get it going here, get in the holiday spirit by grabbing a tag off the tree here at Wheelway and listening for more information on other ones. And again, businesses, you want to take like what Sue just said, grab 10, 12 tags and do it as a kind of a business thing. That's a great way to do it too. All right.
Yep.
Fabulous. We're off and running. I didn't think I'd be saying Merry Christmas this early, but I'm ready, Deb. I'm
it's
ready.
It's all about the spiritual.
Yes, it is. Good to see you, Deb.
Good to see you,
Deb. You bet. Santa's Elves Foundation, one of the featured organizations here at Wheelway, and they continue to give back to the community. We'll have more coming up from Wheelway in just a bit here on 98Q Country.
The Cubs beat the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
While the government is shut down, the market is struggling to find new information that's reliable to trade on. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Along with you midday on a Thursday, we'll talk about how the market reacts to a lack of data after this.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Today we're catching up with Jenny Wackershauser. She's a dairy agent and broker with EverEgg. She says when the government shuts down, the market struggles to find new information reliable enough to trade on. It has happened before and sent the market sideways.
So a lot of the things that trigger information that drives the Chicago mercantile, we're blind to until the USDA is back in and the government is back up and running. And when we had this in 2018, we saw some sideways trading. So when we don't have information flowing in, everyone's running blind, and it really kind of affects what we know in the markets. It's the same way the FSA office, when you talk about those aid programs or other vital kind of government programs that farmers and dairymen need to do, the offices are closed at this time.
Jenny Wackershauser along with us from EverEgg in Platteville. Midday commodity prices are on the way.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bile-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
Grain prices are mixed. Midday from Chicago, December new crop corn is up 0.75 cents at 4.22¾. November new crop soybeans down 2.5 cents at 10.27 a bushel. Cash wheat is trading up 4.5 cents at 5.11¾. July 2026 new crop wheat is up 1.5 cents at 5.52¼. Fluid milk contracts are trading down. The November Class 3 milk contract down 1 cent at 16.92 a hundredweight. The December contract down 7 cents at 16.97 a hundredweight. That's what's happening in the marketplace midday on a Thursday. Don't forget to keep following along with farm and agribusiness news at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky. A gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Who are these guys?
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitar and words that rhyme. Hands of time.
The greatest station.
98Q Country.
She's a little complicated. She'll make her mind up just to change it.
The kind of girl that keeps you waiting, waiting around. She likes to get her toes done bright red. She's always reapplying lipstick. The Money River Bank, she's the first in and the last out. She's got something I can't figure out that everybody's talking about. She got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never sang. The sudden 1 minute, then she pouring down rain. And she do whatever she wants. And when she moves, every jaw on the drop. Thought your plan was parking to figure out where your heart is, so twist it up. Have you spending every weekend and every penny you've been keeping just to figure out what she's thinking when you're thinking it's love? Cause she got the blue jeans painted on tight that everybody wants on a Saturday night. She got the mood ring she never sang.
David Nail, 98Q Country. It's Mike along with you. Recently, if you have a coffee mug at work, you want to listen up, because recently Canadian researchers ran swabs around the rims and tested coffee mugs at various businesses, hundreds and hundreds of them. And they asked the people, have you cleaned this recently? And many of them said, yeah, I just washed it. When they checked it out, they found bacteria and more than 100 bacterial colonies in mugs that were supposedly cleaned by the people who were using them. They said, you've got to make sure you really scrub those mugs at work. And not only that, if there's a rag or one of those foam things by the sink in the break room, don't use that at work. They are disgusting and filled with more germs than probably your coffee mug. And right now you're looking at it going,
98Q Country.
The colors may fade, but the fun never ends in Price County. From lakes and trails to local shops, dining, and live events, there's always something happening in the Northwoods. Whether you're here for a weekend getaway, exploring our history, or enjoying our friendly small town charm, Price County has something for everyone. Please visit us today at enjoyprice.com and stay connected with the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Price County, where every season is worth celebrating.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. But it's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky, a gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid 40s. It's 53 at our studios.
98Q Country.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again. I think I'll have another round. Set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
You're the real thing.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
this.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
You rattle the ice in my plastic cup. I say yes, man, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. Say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be
nodded my head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few butts in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I looked back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. Let's say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be
all right, 98Q Country, out and about. We are at Wheelway in Fifield and wheelwayautos.com, your next vehicle. Great deals, folks, here. The truck selection's wonderful. Go to our 98Q Country Facebook page. I put a whole video on there, a live video. If you put up with my banter during it, you'll see some really nice previously owned trucks on there. And we have Sue Holm with us from the Santa Zelos Foundation. 77 days, by the way, till Christmas, Deb. Our Sue, I looked it up, so...
77
days till Christmas.
That's really not that far. A little over a month.
Don't want to push the panic button.
I'm already done with my shopping. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I actually did buy one present already. My son and I both. We impressed ourselves. We have presents already for my wife, so it's fantastic.
Wow.
I feel like we have royalty in here with Deb Alexander. Because
I know.
She's one of the original founders of the Santa Zelos Foundation. And there's a tree already set up here at Wheelway in Fifield. Kind of a preemptive strike to get a few things in for the for the Santa's Elves, and then we'll be seeing the trees out at various businesses with kind of specific requests from families and such, so people can look for those in a few weeks here, right?
Yes, that's correct. And actually, the second week of November is a deadline also for those families, so you'll start seeing those trees out the second to third week of November.
All right, very good. And Box 127 is the Fifield is the P.O. box if you want to make a donation, or at any Forward Bank location. And Sue will be talking with you more, probably on Reality Radio and such, about the program and how people can help out. We were just talking that I remember when I first moved here in 2000, the program was just getting going, served about 10 or 15 families, and now the need has grown to not just Fifield, but Park Falls, Prentice, and the surrounding area, the Shawamigan School District, and beyond. It, it's really cool to see us filling a need, right?
Absolutely. And the community has been wonderful for helping us meet those needs, as large as they are, and so have many businesses. The Park Falls EMS and Fire Department have, in the past, and hopefully again this year, have delivered all the gifts in the Park Falls city limits for us with their big fire trucks, and it's been really exciting for the children. So a great community effort to make this happen.
Stay tuned. More info and news to come on Santa's Elves here in the next few weeks. And, again, you can stop on down here and grab a tag off the tree right now. If you really are a big holiday Christmas person, you want to get in the spirit right now, here you go.
And the other thing to remember, for every car that gets sold in the month of October, Wheelway is making a donation to the Santa's Elves Foundation. So help out, and if you're in the need for a car, come check them out.
Very good. Thank you, Sue. Good to see you.
Thank you. Yep. You too.
Sue Holm with Santa's Elves Foundation. WheelwayAutos.com is the website to check out your next vehicle, possibly here at Wheelway. You can do the financing right on there, too. And we'll lasso Pete here for a final report coming up in just a little bit. Joel Karnick broadcasting live from Wheelway in Fifield on 98Q Country.
Put your hands together.
More.
More.
Country.
Country.
Stars.
Here we go.
Right now.
98Q Country.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe you do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blow up in my face, sing along, shot win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. No!
show, Michael Montgomery, Life's a Dance. It truly is, if you think about it. I mean, sometimes it's a slow dance, sometimes it's a fast dance, sometimes it's a waltz, sometimes box step, every now and then a polka. Just never know what's coming your way, do you? Here's Old Dominion, 98Q.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody's singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody, you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't want to be a one-man band, I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand. I don't want to be a one-man band. Dreams, and I want to chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I want to be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a Rolling Stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Maybe we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't want to be a one-man band. I don't want to be a one-man band.
Mm-hmm. 98Q Country.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get ready for the 15th annual Rib Cook-Off, happening Saturday, October 11th at Burgers Bar & Grill on Highway 13 North in Phillips. The competition starts at 4 p.m. and lasts until the ribs are gone. So come early and spend the day with the cooks and visit with the teams. Burgers Bar & Grill opens at 11 a.m. All proceeds benefit Phillips Youth Wrestling, Wounded Warriors in Action, and Camp Hackett Healing Center. Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see and ever AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics True Score Report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country. Country.
Saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized. And I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died, and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky, and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something 1970-something. Oh, it was 1970-something.
At 98Q Country, out at Wheelway in Fifield, Joel here broadcasting live. Been a good day here talking a little bit about Santa's Elves Foundation. Look for information on that on our website coming very soon here as we'll start helping to promote this a little bit. And I was talking with Deb Alexander, one of the founders of it, and Sue Holm, who's one of the driving forces currently. And they're just kind of revving this up, getting it going. Over 300 kids served last year alone, over 100 families. It's a great way for you to give back to your community, folks. SantasElvesFoundation.org. If you want to apply for your family to be a recipient of this, it's very confidential. It's SantasElvesFoundation.org. And you can either print it out or do it right online, SantasElvesFoundation.org. If you want to give monetarily, Box 127, Fifield, Wisconsin, Santa's Elves Foundation, or the Forward Bank locations will take your donations. It has grown into, I was telling Deb Alexander, that I remember when I first started working here at 98Q Country back in 2000, that was just going. They served like 15 families that year, and now they're up over 100 and serving even a wider range. Great organization, SantasElvesFoundation.org, and they are in need of volunteers, too, to help out to organize all the items they have for these kids around our area. And Wheelway and Fifield is teaming up, helping to support community organizations, of course. It was Catkins. It was Northwoods Living Hope. Still accepting non-perishable food items for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and now Santa's Elves Foundation are driving awareness and fundraising and supplies for them here over the next month plus here. Your next vehicle awaits you at a community-minded business like Wheelway here in Fifield. Maybe you're looking for a truck. I know bow hunting's already going. The real deer hunting, well, not the real, but the gun deer hunting season is soon to be upon us here in just over a month or so. So tell you what, they've done the work for you. Pete and the folks here, they bring in quality, low-mileage, previously-owned vehicles. One of the gentlemen who works here, Dylan, was showing me a vehicle they just got in. The thing has a vacuum cleaner inside of it, built in. And I thought, that's a great invention. That's a great thing. How many times I pull out my wet dry vac to vacuum out my vehicle. And all the bells and whistles you could ever imagine. Maybe you have a vehicle that you have in mind that you would like to get, and maybe it isn't on the lot. You can call Wheelway at 762-2467 or message them and through wheelwayautos.com. It's a great place to start the process here. Thanks to Pete and Alyssa and all the folks here for having us here at Wheelway in Fifield. Always fun to come down here and share community news and the good news of what Wheelway can provide you and your family here, again, at wheelwayautos.com. We're signing off. We got McKay in the midday standing by here for you on 98Q Country.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. There is cautious optimism in Israel and in Gaza. Following the announcement, Israel and Hamas have agreed on phase one of a U.S. peace plan. Israel's government still needs to approve the proposal. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, a partial withdrawal of Israeli troops in Gaza, and the release of all remaining hostages. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
The Israeli officials will certainly want this to be a seamless exchange. If you'll recall, in one of the last prisoner release exchanges and hostage release, there was a big ceremony and some of the hostages were paraded through thousands of people. That is what the Israelis don't want to see again. It's our understanding that they have made that demand that on this next exchange.
President Trump says all remaining hostages could be released as early as Monday or Tuesday if the deal is finalized, and he signaled he may travel to the Middle East for the signing. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky. A gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid 40s.
It's 57 at our studios.
New Country Now.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, now guitars and words that rhyme. On her hands of time.
Hey, this is Scotty McCreary.
Smile on her face when she make me break out of my guitar and play.
Oh, man, I love this station.
98Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it